movie about a bunch of New Englanders who travel to big city Cleveland where they find love and open receivers and man coverage.
Change the channel back.
Fine.
Tone has always been that guy for the Islanders, Mr.
Hey, this is a hockey game, not the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, well, at least the ice is real in this one.
Best of all, Hallmark Holiday Movies for Men isn't just one channel, especially if you pay for the premium sports package.
This day in NBA history.
You jerk. Now we're watching basketball?
No, if the Knicks win this game, it'll be a miracle on 31st Street.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An attorney says two parents charged with involuntary manslaughter in that Michigan high school shooting left town apparently for their own safety, but now have agreed to return to face arraignment. Jennifer and James Crumbly are the parents of Ethan Crumbly, who is charged with murder and terrorism in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School earlier this week. President Biden has signed into law the stopgap spending bill. It will keep the federal government running through February 18th. A mostly white jury has been seated in the trial of a former Minnesota police officer who claims she mixed up her gun and taser when she shot and killed black motorist Dante Wright. Kim Potter is charged with manslaughter in Wright's death in April. Potter is white. This is SRN News.
This entertainment answer brought to you by Exergen. Sing 2 is in theaters December the 22nd. Tori Kelly is back as Mina and says this about the franchise.
I think what's really amazing about this movie is that they're still pursuing a dream, but now it's together. It's just like really heartwarming and touching. That's real life. It's like you can't really achieve everything without, you know, your support system and your family and your friends. And, you know, it means so much more when they're there with you. So I just love that about this movie.
Sing 2, rated PG. For more information, head to theentertainmentanswer.com.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Today's show is brought to you by the smell of Cinnabon at the mall. Don't give in to the temptation. It's the only treat you can actually feel make its way through your intestines.
It's Christmas time at the office party. We'll get drunk and do a noise.
I grabbed the boss's wife by the ass and had myself a fling.
We'll goose a friend and tell the local manager. Piss him off and send him on his way. Have a toast to laugh at his anger. Peace with sorrow.
You're fired!
Beer for you and for me and stories for us to share.
No fear, I'm happy to table dance on Cubicle Square.
She didn't even know she put on a show until next morning. Take a look at that. It's posted on the internet. Christmas to one and all.
Oh, yeah! You're fired!
Oh, and Merry Christmas.
Please clap.
I hate to do this, but I have to make a correction. And I don't know, you know, most of the time, I double check before I put anything on this radio station. And an hour ago, I was led to believe that the parents of the Michigan shooter had been captured. They had turned themselves in or made arrangements to do that. That is not the case. They're still on the lam. Marshals, U.S. Marshals, have now joined other agencies searching for the mom and dad charged in connection with this high school massacre. So I apologize for that. And this is just another slap in the face and reminder to double check these things. Because sometimes good news seems too good, and then it turns out to be.
So it's hard to fact check stuff, man.
Yeah, well.
You never know.
I got to take the extra minute to do that next time. So I, again, apologize. Jacqueline's going to join us. Hey, we'll play everybody's favorite game.
Yes!
Yeah.
You've got this.
She's going down. That's my goal, is just to beat Jacqueline out.
I understand.
Ooh, that's a big goal.
I know, man. She's a good opponent because she fights. Oh,
yeah, and she's like really smart too.
Yeah, right. I know, man.
I'm saying, be careful. It's a big goal.
I know, man. So when I win, it's like, woohoo! That's happiness right there.
Here's a story I teased all week and never did. In the morning and afternoon.
Okay.
Which makes me feel like a 24-karat schmuck. A doctor examined all the physical punishment in the wet bandits scenes in Home Alone where they... The house is booby-trapped. And what really would have happened had they actually experienced the injuries that are portrayed in the movie? A BB gun to the head and groin, where Kevin shoots Marv in the groin and Harry in the face right through the mailbox in the door. The doc says the shots could break the skin but will not penetrate the skull or any naughty bits through the fabric. Iron to the face.
Ooh, that was a good one, too.
Iron falls on Marv's face in the basement. Serious impact of fracture of the bones surrounding the eyes lead to a serious disfigurement and debilitating double vision if not treated immediately.
And it was hot iron, too, wasn't
it? Yes, it was.
Burning iron.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's the imprint. Handling a burning hot doorknob. That happened to me once.
Wow.
Oh, great. I can see this.
I did it with a candle.
When Harry grabs the red hot doorknob, in order for it to glow like it did, the doorknob would have to be 751 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh.
High risk for infection and scar tissue, limiting the flexibility and movement of the hand. My favorite moment in that whole thing, and to me now that's the only part of the movie I'll watch. Blowtorch to the scalp.
I love that.
Harry would need a transplant because his skin and bone tissue would be so damaged and rotted, especially since he just stood there and let it burn him for 7 seconds. I don't know how they shot that scene, but I've always loved the expression on Joe Pesci's face. It's well done.
I'm so glad you didn't say anything about falling down the
walking
steps.
Barefoot on Christmas tree ornaments.
Oh,
this
yeah.
happened to Marv. The doc says it's pretty insignificant compared to all the other injuries, although I would imagine you could be picking pieces of plastic or glastic out of your feet.
Right.
Paint can to the face when Harry and Marv are hit by paint cans while trying to climb stairs. Again, multiple facial fractures, likely tooth loss, and unconsciousness.
That's some weight.
And then the shovel to the back of the head, that's done to Harry and Marv by the elderly neighbor. Doctor is not sure how a flimsy aluminum shovel wielded by an old man could knock them out when they survived everything else up to that point. But here's the thing. There are snow shovels in Chicago.
Real snow shovels.
And then there's the real thing.
Right.
And I got news for you. When I saw that scene, I bought into it because those heavier snow shovels, you don't have to have Willie Mays swinging it. So there you go. But it's all in good fun. We're going to take a quick break here. I do want to mention that Mr. Electric has been a long time and great sponsor of what we do here. And if you need an electrician for a quick checkup at your home or you have a project that you need done, call them at 245-1566 and have them come out. By the way, for free, they'll come out and check your home's wiring and fuse panel. Mr. Bader here can testify the importance of that. But never, look, don't read Electricity for Dummies and think you're going to know what you're doing.
Doesn't work that way.
You'll know how loud you can squeal.
It's nothing to mess with. So call them, 245-1566, or learn more at MrElectric.com. And we thank them.
From the Alabama News Network, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. In Washington, Congress has avoided a government shutdown. The U.S. Senate passed a stopgap spending bill that avoids a short-term shutdown and funds the federal government through February 18th. And from West Alabama in Wilcox County, more details in the shooting that left a longtime sheriff's deputy dead. Police say 78-year-old Madison Nicholson, better known as Skip, was pronounced dead on Wednesday after he and another deputy were shot while responding to a domestic call in the town of Yellow Bluff. The suspect in that shooting, 52-year-old Billy Bizzle, died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot. The Pike Road Patriots are state champions. The Patriots dominated Pleasant Grove on Wednesday on their way to an undefeated championship season. And officials with Montgomery Whitewater say construction of the park is on schedule and they expect the park to be completed by Memorial Day of 2023. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor.
With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our spring-like weather pattern is not over yet, but enjoy it while it's here. We have big changes ahead next week. For tonight, we are dry and not as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow and Sunday, once again, very spring-like with high temperatures in the middle 70s both days. So all the big weekend Christmas events, including tree lightings and parades, should be in pretty good shape. But showers and thunderstorms hold off till Sunday night into the first half of the day Monday, the start of some big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Game, baby. 5:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. And joining us now is Jacqueline Tomlinson, builder of nutcrackers.
Hey. I told you you weren't going to believe what I was doing.
I got to adjust your volume here.
It's being overmodulated.
What is that?
Oh. Modulation.
Is that what that is?
Have I been fixed?
Sounds good, though, don't
it? It did.
I think we got it handled.
Yeah.
I should know you're not.
I told you you weren't going to believe me unless I sent you a picture.
Yeah, I well, you know.
Wow.
With you, I've learned, don't ever say I wouldn't believe, because I've known you long enough to know now that you're capable of amazing things in a variety of ways.
Those bad boys are going to be front yard tomorrow.
Those are really cool.
I saw that. Now, how did you, what do you get, a nutcracker kit at Home Depot? How do you do that?
They're toy soldiers. My dad cut them out of wood for me.
Wow. Oh, you went to jigsaw.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. So my parents had some, and I told my dad I wanted them, so he cut me out some. And so I'm painting them for my front yard.
Nice.
Beautiful job.
Yeah, your artistic ability is showing out there.
Well, thanks.
And again, while she was painting the toy soldiers, she was probably cooking a lasagna or something.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
Having the conveyor belt produce Christmas cookies and taking care of Stephen and Lola.
And probably taking a deposition on the side.
I only had one kid at the time, so... And I'm still a little under the weather. I don't know if you guys can hear. I'm still battling this gunk.
Yeah, you do sound a little congested.
Yeah.
It's okay. I feel fine. I'm just, you know, this.
I know how it is. Very frustrating.
You know what? You kind of remind me. I don't know that my mother took a sick day in the years she was raising from me down to my nuclear physicist sister. I don't think she ever took a day off for anything. Mothers just didn't get sick.
Plus she probably knew, Greg. She kind of knew you and said, I got to keep watching this one here.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm trying to keep it easy-ish, but, like, I haven't been able to just lay in bed all day. Maybe this weekend.
There's always hope.
After you finish the Nutcrackers.
Yeah. After I finish the Toy Soldiers.
That is so cool. Now, are these ultimately going to be animated? Will they walk around your property? And
no, they're going to be stationary. There's a gigantic metal rod that Jared will attach tomorrow and stick them into the ground.
They'll probably be animated next year. I can see her elevating this.
If I could figure out how to do that, I would.
I'm right here, man. All you got to do is ask.
Did you see the Christmas greeting I sent my daughter?
Oh, I awesome. Did. That was so sweet.
Yeah.
That's more
was
than
she
that.
Thrilled?
Oh, yeah. That was better for me almost than it was for her.
The reaction video.
I asked her to tape herself because I built this thing up, man, and thank God it delivered. It exceeded expectations. Watching her react to this. I can't put a price tag on it.
That is awesome.
He's so good, dude. Of all the people on Cameo, he does a lot of them, and he's good, and he cares.
Yes.
I heard him on a podcast the other day talking about it.
Yeah, even though his character is funny on The Office, there's something so sincere about it that I really thought he would do and produce exactly what he did.
And it was great.
Because you get a chance to thank whoever it is you do, you know, use a Cameo. And I said, I appreciate the fact that you looked at the material I sent and you didn't mail it in. And
that's good, yeah.
Yeah. And
if I can remember the podcast, I'll send it to you. But the dude is so genuine and he really just loves it. He does a lot of them too.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he does.
Well, Dana and I will be happy to do any cameos for a nominal fee. For Christmas greetings for any clients out there,
I can
like
really
to
think of
something
some,
to their spouse. Well,
yes,
the
I can think of some good ones they could
do.
Do
your elf outfits that you wore,
right?
Two or three
exactly.
We can have a private process server dress up like Buddy the Elf.
That'd be good.
There you go.
That'll make people
spirit.
Feel better about it.
on news items, the situation with the parents of that.
Oh yeah, I saw that today.
Now they're after the parents, but the parents were supposed to turn themselves in and then didn't. They were no-shows.
Yeah.
So now they've got every federal agency looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot legally going on here with that situation. I'm interested to see how this plays out. I'll say that.
You know what? Why do we not have a verdict in the Jussie Smollett fake race crime?
Are they
hate
through?
Crime.
Are they through with it? All the testimony?
I mean, how much is there to do? You know, the
he's
story.
You know, he's going to stretch it out to the absolute last minute, and
oh,
then he's
yeah.
going to file an appeal, and then it's
yep.
just drives me crazy.
It's the brothers.
Who else did that work for? Oh, Barry Bonds, the baseball player that was convicted of, I think, perjury relative to steroid use in a court. And he kept appealing, and he had the money to do it.
Yep. Just keep it turning.
They tossed it out.
Somebody runs out of money.
But he'll never get in the Baseball Hall of Fame because something has to explain why his head got two half sizes larger while he was playing. He
went but his brain did not. Just his head and his wallet.
He went from a size 8. Yeah, well, the skull can grow, but that doesn't mean the brain goes with it for the ride. So we had that. It's all and Baldwin. Did you watch any of that?
No, I did not.
I gotta tell you, if you watch that, there's no question that your alarm will go off. In my opinion, and I am not an attorney, I only am a good friend of a couple who are really excellent at what they do. He may have implicated himself.
I don't know who his attorney is, Greg, but his attorney should have never allowed him to do any type of interview
right.
or statement or anything.
You know why he did it?
You know why
he did it? Because right now, Alec Baldwin could care less about the widower and the child. He wants to save his freaking career.
because he's going down, man.
He wouldn't listen to the attorney anyway.
No.
It's all ego.
Do what he wants to do.
There's actor
but
him.
You know, okay, so there's some people out there that are listening. If you accidentally kill somebody or you purposely kill somebody, shut up.
Right.
Like, don't say anything to anybody. No interviews, no press statements, no releases, no nothing. You just hush.
He almost blamed the woman he killed.
He's the executive producer of yeah. it, and that right there, it puts him at a whole different level.
But thankfully, at least, I may not like their politics, but a couple of other actors like John Schneider and George Clooney came out and said, no, this is garbage.
Schneider jumped on it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Clooney did, too.
Yeah.
He said, look, you know, you are the one holding the weapon. Guns don't fire themselves. Now, you may get a few nitwits to believe that, but, man... I agree with Jacqueline. I think he should have...
Hey, shut up.
Especially since it's an ongoing... if this had already tied up with a nice little bow and it was behind him, okay. But I mean, not while there's a pending potential litigation. I just... I mean, that's... Oh, you never say anything.
Well, I just got a comment from Alec Baldwin's attorney on what he plans to do with his client.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Isn't that what you want from a client? I mean, as an attorney, wouldn't you be telling him, let's just shut up? And even though it's not going away, go away.
Like, shut up. Like,
right.
Don't say anything to anybody. Like,
right.
I know I'm giving you tough love right now, but that's because I'm covering your rear end.
Exactly.
Like, all these years, people, all those people sucking
well,
up to him.
Well, people think that the more they talk and explain their position, the better it is for them. And that's, I'm promising you right now, nobody has ever said too much, and it helps their case.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In any circumstance, whether it be criminal or civil.
When I need you, you're talking for me.
Yeah, just hush. Like, don't go on national television and, like, give basically a statement. Like, what are you doing?
Well, if I get into trouble, I'm going to hire you, even if it's not in your wheelhouse of family law and divorce.
Dad and I will handle it.
I'm going to have you... make cookies and treats for the people that charged me
no
with
bribes.
The crime and see if I can't... anyway, can you hang? Can you play a little game with us?
Yeah, I can.
All right, don't go away. We'll be right back to you. We got to hit the traffic dungeon here at 5:23. Greg, Rosie, Eddie Bader, and Suspot.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're headed inbound to Montgomery on I-65 northbound just before Highway 80, we've got a minor crash on the interstate there. Most of our accidents around the boulevard are out of the way, but use caution. We are busy everywhere this afternoon. A lot of cars on the roadway. Very busy on Atlanta Highway, 231 up into Wetumpka. I-65 at 85 doing a big business through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Christmas shopping is great at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, and more. All at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Yeah! Have a holly jolly Friday. It's the best day of the week. Get a break from your headaches now that the week
work's complete. Have a holly jolly Friday. Go ahead, yell loud and clear.
Oh, by golly, it's finally Friday.
At 5:25, we'll go back to Jacqueline in a second, but Duke is called. Duke, what can we do for you?
Hey, Greg, how are you? Good evening.
Good evening.
I was just commenting on Alec Baldwin. He, you know, it just shows his arrogance of what he's doing, you know?
Yeah, and arrogance is very much a supreme trait.
Destroyer.
Yep.
Digging his own grave, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I hope so, because he deserves it. Anyway, I just wanted to hear, if you don't mind, can I make a request?
Yes.
Just the PMS, I mean, I can't think of it.
OBGYN, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
We got it.
Great.
Yeah, we'll play that.
All right, love y'all. You take care.
Thanks. All right, so remind me, Rose, I got the OBGYN lady. Right now, though, it's time to play.
Oh, boy.
You got this.
Yeah.
This is the game show that's fun for the whole family, everybody in the studio, and joining us from home, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Hey.
Yeah, I can hear the end of the week fatigue in your voice, though, Jacqueline.
It's this snotty sinusitis nonsense.
Don't paint the nutcracker with spray paint.
All right, so here's how the game works, and those of you, you can sort of just, there's no prize here. We just mentally play this, challenge you at home, and...
Oh, there's a prize.
Yes, there is. There is a prize, buddy.
Yeah, bragging rights.
Yeah, me being a lawyer.
All right.
Hey, now. I did really well yesterday.
I will ask a question. If you have the answer, if you have the answer, you say, I've got this. But you have to say that, because if you answer without saying it, your answer won't count.
You hear that?
I know. I got it.
Thank you.
All right. First question. Who's got it? What is the Hertz? H-E-R-T-Z. What is
this?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Isn't it the measurement of electricity?
That's megahertz.
That's it, right?
Megahertz.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll give you that.
It's also a car rental place.
I know. I was going to go there.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Without the word mega in front of it.
Yeah, I haven't rented a car in like 30 years.
It's not any fun.
I used to have a buddy who was
they
a VP.
They still rent cars?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
He was a VP at Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
I just called him up. Every time I flew to Chicago or anywhere else, he had a car ready for me.
That's the way to have. That's good friends to have there, buddy.
What happens when you work for Styx?
Styx?
Styx! What? No way.
Styx! Oh, man.
All right.
Are they related to ELO?
Yeah.
Here we go. What name is given to the study of very low temperatures? Who's got it?
I got this. Oh, no, I don't. Crap. I was going to say weatherman.
I have no idea.
All right, I'm going to give the group a hint.
Okay.
Walt Disney.
I got this. Is it like cryotology?
Wow.
Yep.
Yep.
Good one, Jake Quallen.
Yeah. That was
telling you guys, when I don't know, and I just guess.
And this is
we
why.
We got this Walt Disney. And there's somebody else. Who's the baseball player whose head's frozen?
Oh, Ted
Williams.
Yeah.
Ted Williams. Yeah, that's right. See, I know what's up.
Wow, look at you.
All right, to the nearest 1,000 years, when does evidence for more complex mathematics appear? What
do you consider complex mathematics? Like fractions or like algebra?
I do.
Not an abacus.
My job is to read the question.
So we don't know.
Contestants are not allowed to ask questions I can't answer.
I got this.
Hmm.
700 A.D.
To the nearest millennium.
No, I don't know then. Hold on. Do some math.
One.
I've got this. Mm. 1,000.
Before or after Christ?
Oh, B.C.
All right.
I got this.
A.D.
What?
1,000 A.D. Ah, crap.
Close I got this. 2200 AD. 2000 AD.
2000 AD. That would be like 20 years ago.
That's about the time I had trouble with math. So, yeah.
Right. So, Rosie had 1,000 BC.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jacqueline, you've got last guess on this.
But it has to be to the nearest hundredth or the nearest
thousandth.
I thought that would make it easy.
I got
no.
This.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to go
Did somebody say 1,000 A.D.?
Yeah,
that was wrong. 1,000 B.C. is wrong.
And then 1,000 B.C. I have no idea.
Pick a number.
Zero.
Zero.
All
right.
Ah, crap. It was right in the middle, man.
3,000 B.C.
Oh, 3,000 B.C. seems like...
yesterday.
Part of the point of this game, though, is to give people things they can start conversations with that will make them more interesting at parties. For example, what scientist proposed that atoms are the smallest unit of matter? I'll give you a hint. It's not Einstein.
I got this.
Hmm.
Sir Isaac Newton.
Yes! Oh, okay, good. That was gravity.
Hey, I'm just guessing people here, Greg.
Well, I understand. I'll take famous scientists for 1,000, Alex. Nobody's going to get this.
See, and then you're like, poo-poo in my guess.
He was
here.
A German guy, I bet.
I was trying to set an example for you guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what kind of example? What not to do?
All right. Here's a chemistry question for you.
We're not even at the answer to the other one?
Yeah, we want the answer to the question.
Dalton.
Dalton.
You see, I might have given you a hint. It rhymes with the Waltons, but that just seemed like...
yeah, that would not have helped.
That narrows it down to 25 other letters.
Are those your neighbors?
Exactly.
No more science questions.
Really?
No, chemistry. Let's go for it.
Yeah, that's where he was going.
Yep.
All right, now...
He's got that Bill Nye science guy look on his face.
Yeah, man, let's do chemistry. Come on.
Well, you know what? We got to take a break.
Ah, crap.
Because all the rest of the stuff is too hard.
I'm icing you.
Yeah.
You are, man.
Can you hang on for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Wow, I've never seen anybody make it lean their way so much.
All right. Hold on, Jacqueline. While we check traffic at 5:32.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. One of our accidents, Vaughn Road at Bridlebrook Boulevard. That's going to be just past Pike Road on your way outbound. Use caution there. We're still seeing some backup from that accident. Other than that, busy all over the boulevard right now. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. We do have an accident on I-65 northbound. If you're coming into Montgomery, it's just before Highway 80. Use caution there. We're seeing a tremendous backup on 65 because of that one. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Want to sell your vehicle? Reinhardt Used Car Super Center will give you a price on the spot. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated market report for the River Region. So far, we have sold over 6,500 homes through September of 2021 in MLS. Sales have been at a record pace all year long. We have different ways to buy and sell your home now that we didn't have before. Some sellers are afraid to put their home on the market until they find a home. They write a contingency contract only to have it rejected. Because of our market has changed dramatically over the last 2 years, we have to change with the market. A recent change in mortgages now allow a blended credit score for two people that are buying a house at the same time. This is great news for buyers. Having a realtor up to date with the financial market, interest rates, closing costs is of great value to buyers and sellers throughout the River Region. Goodson Group agents know how to price a home to sell and how to get contracts accepted in this market. For all the details, call the Goodson Group 551-0225 or Bo Goodson at 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our spring-like weather pattern is not over yet, but enjoy it while it's here. We have big changes ahead next week. For tonight, we are dry and not as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow and Sunday, once again, very spring-like with high temperatures in the middle 70s both days. So all the big weekend Christmas events, including tree lightings and parades, should be in pretty good shape. But showers and thunderstorms hold off till Sunday night into the first half of the day Monday, the start of some big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Huh, are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb.
That's cause you know it'll stick.
You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
like double dog dare ya.
Yeah. I never said that when I was a kid, double dog dare ya.
I did.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Well, you were born after that movie came out, I think.
I've never even seen it.
And let's once again rejoin Jacqueline Thomason. All right, so I went through my pile of who you've got this questions, and everything is science.
He was blinded with science.
What? Who in this group can tell me what Mendelevium is?
That's this thing that happens to women when they reach the ages of...
Mendelevium?
No.
Mendel.
Okay, my bad.
Mendelevium. Yes, what does that... what is that?
Mendelevium?
It's an element.
Actually, it is. It's a radioactive element.
All right, Seth!
And, yeah...
The progenitor of the periodic table.
Thank you.
He said no more science questions.
You, that's right.
What?
She's a lawyer.
Oh my God. She's a lawyer. That's right. She got you there.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Does he get a point?
Wow.
No, he doesn't get a point.
I should have
a point.
The lawyer said.
He didn't say you got this. It's an element.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. You didn't. What?
Sorry. Talk to the lawyer.
I'm bringing my nuts over there, and we're going to use your toy soldier.
I see.
First of all, you don't want to bring your nuts over here, Seth. First of all, second of all, no more science questions.
I'm going to help you make your toy soldiers functional.
All right, here's how what we're going to do next. We're going to go left to right, starting with the phone, which is to my immediate left, and that's Jacqueline.
Okay.
Oh,
and we're going to play True the Baloney.
All right.
Okay.
So I will give you a statement. All you have to do is say True the Baloney. If you get it right, you get a point. If you don't, we'll send someone to your house.
This seems like very stressful.
It is. All right.
All right.
Here's yours. The pin in a door hinge is called a swing rod.
Baloney.
Good work. Yeah, it's not. Now, bonus point. Can you tell me what the name of that hinge is? Anybody?
Yeah, door hinge.
Yeah, thanks.
Duh.
But it's not.
No, it's the pin in a door hinge.
It's the pin.
I was going to say a pin.
Thank you. Thank you.
It has a specific
pin hinge.
It does have a specific name, but in a lot of houses I grew up in, it was just a screwdriver.
It's called a Pintle, in case anybody Pintle. Knows. They'll probably name a car after it.
How do you spell it?
Here's the new Ford Pintle. All right, Rosie, you're next. The English sentence that uses the least number of letters is stop. The English sentence that uses the least number of letters is stop.
Baloney.
You are correct. I'll give you a bonus point. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did that to Jacqueline, too. I was going to say, now wait a minute.
She makes me forget my dinger.
Okay.
So I'll give you a bonus,
bonus point.
If you can give me the shortest, the sentence that uses the fewest letters.
Go.
Actually, that's good.
That is good, Rosie.
The answer I have here, should we give her the point?
Yeah, okay. Of course you should give her the point.
What's your answer,
though? All right, Eddie, you're next.
Okay.
What was the answer, though?
The what and go?
I am.
Yeah, I was almost there. I would have
that
said I.
That was two words.
Yeah. Go is better.
Yes.
Go is better.
I've already got issues with this.
Actually, stop. There's no noun or verb there. I am is a...
complete sentence.
Yeah.
Well, so go, but stop is
a statement.
Yes, it's a complete.
Who's the professional writer in this group?
Media.
Who's been writing magazine columns for 20 years?
Yeah. With Ronnie.
Don't make him put his hat on.
Media.
Well, you just got schooled because I think Rosie and I are actually correct.
Yeah, it's a declaration.
Dude, you just got to give up, man.
Can I have
it's
my question?
Statement.
I love you, man. But
the you is understood.
Without
being stated.
I used to get the same face from Miss Gibbons in fifth grade. Like, hey, stupid. Hey, moron.
No.
You're never going to go anywhere in life until you get this noun and verb stuff.
And look, you're writing columns.
And look, it doesn't matter right now because Rosie's right. Stop and go are a sentence.
All
right. A statement.
That's not what it says on my card.
Well,
your card is wrong.
Baloney on the card.
We are playing the baloney game, and the game rules rule.
Well, I took my bonus point.
Ooh. All right, so. Eddie, your turn.
Yes, okay.
Rubber bands last longer when they're refrigerated. Truth or baloney?
Baloney. I would think they would crack under the...
Who can tell me what will make a rubber band last longer? What process? What?
I got this. Lubrication, like Vaseline or something.
Exercising it.
Oh, using it. Huh.
Heat.
Everybody has one of these in their home. Put your rubber bands there, and they will last longer.
Freezer?
Junk drawer?
Jake Quillen gets the bonus point on that.
Freezer?
Or refrigerator, either
way. Wow.
Interesting.
All right, Seth, your turn.
Yes.
Queen Elizabeth I.
All right, let me go ahead. I'm going to say baloney.
You got a 50-50 shot.
Right.
Queen Elizabeth I considered herself very clean. She would bathe once every 12 hours. Truth or baloney?
Truth, man.
Baloney.
3 months. In the old days,
yeah, baby.
It was, you didn't have... Clark's to call when your bathtub didn't work.
Even the queen, man.
Or when your hot water heater was producing cold water. Yeah, even the queen had to wait.
People were, like, super unhygienic, and they had very scary makeup practices, and like, for women.
They sure did.
How you sung baloney.
All right, Jacqueline, truth or baloney? A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
All right.
Go crocodile.
Rosie's next.
Yeah.
The inspiration for the design of the Sears, now known as the Willis Tower in Chicago, came from a pile of old filing cabinets. The inspiration for the Sears Tower came from a pile of old filing cabinets. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
I think that's what it looked like.
Legos.
It's, I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
Greg Budell.
Chicago. Looks good today.
No.
Isn't it the...
Pack of cigarettes?
Oh, cigarettes.
Yes, it was based on a pack of cigarettes with the cigarettes coming out at different lengths.
Cool.
Oh,
really?
That's awesome.
That's what inspired the Sears Tower, yeah. So, look, you learned yourself some architecture.
Yeah.
Can I learn
something
else?
Can't wait to use that at a party.
Yeah.
how do you spell the little, the pinot thing for the rod that goes in the door hinge?
Pintle?
Yeah, how do you spell it?
P-I-N-T-L-E.
I think with a
P-L-E.
T.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Pina is something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's
the other part of hallow.
If I'm going to talk...
A sex organ on an iguana.
Oh.
All right, who's next?
That'd be Rosie.
Rosie.
No, I just...
It's you, dude.
Oh, okay. It's me. My turn.
Yeah,
all right.
It's Eddie.
Hollywood, California took its name from a summer home in Ohio. Hollywood, California took its summer name from a summer home in Ohio. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
That is wrong. It's true. Sorry.
What a shame.
All right, here's one that's right in Seth's wheelhouse.
Yeah, you're going down, Eddie.
The strongest muscle in the human body is the tongue. Truth or baloney?
Truth. Crap.
Was it the jaw?
Wait a minute, you said truth?
Yeah.
No idea how many points
Man.
Anybody has
and I just
because
thought
you've
it was,
been using that.
Oh, I thought it was a jaw.
You know what?
Well, I'm sorry, but the game. is over anyway.
It's, man, you know what happened? I got it right because Jacqueline didn't say anything.
Jacqueline won it.
Oh, you said. Hey! Hey! If I get sued, I'm calling you.
Well,
she.
When he gets sued, he's calling you.
When?
I can't talk about
that. I'm here. You have my cellular phone.
Oh, I
number.
Do, and I'm going to call it.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
You too, guys.
Thanks for hanging
out. Take care, Jake Wallen.
And your little
I'll
toy soldiers.
I'll send pics of the toy soldiers once they're.
Yeah.
Kevin, Sam.
Please.
That'll be fun.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you.
It is 5:45. Gulf States Mobility has been with us for so many years, and we so appreciate what they do to keep us and free speech active and alive here in the River Region, but they also take good care of the people that fought to protect those privileges for us, those fundamental rights. Among their clients are wounded heroes who left a piece of themselves in a battlefield thousands of miles away, came back facing at least a certain amount of time, sometimes short-term or mid-term, long-term, sometimes permanent, loss of mobility. But Gulf States steps in and begins the process of assessment and choice restoration. Everything they do is custom-made and literally has to be because each person's needs are different. They put people back in the road with the VIM vehicles they sell there, where somebody who is wheelchair-bound can easily board and get behind the wheel and drive as safely as anybody else on the road, but they can also convert eligible vans and trucks. They also do chairlifts for stairs, ramps, rails, things that make the home safely navigable for their clients. It's veteran-owned, open since 1999, and I always call them the pride of Wetumpka because they change lives there for the better. 514-6590, that's Gulf States Mobility. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. It's our final look at the roads for the week.
Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic, we have a new accident this afternoon. This one is going to be on East Chase Parkway right before Chantilly Parkway near the McDonald's. Use caution there. It is a minor accident, but we're seeing traffic backed up all the way past Minnie Brown Road. So avoid the area if you can just for a few minutes. Other than that, very busy East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, Atlanta Highway outbound. We've got slow traffic 85 northbound, Taylor to Chantilly. A lot of cars everywhere this afternoon, and we have a big slowdown on I-65 northbound into Montgomery just before Highway 80. Minor accident happened earlier, but traffic is slow and backing up almost to Hyundai Boulevard and working on Hope Hall at the moment. Well, ready to purchase a new home or refinance your mortgage on your current home? MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, top of the mountain in Wetumpka, just a phone call away. 567-9000, NMLS 232876 for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Today, your Savior was born in Davidstown. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box. You know, that story never gets old. We pray that this holiday season, you will be surrounded by the Christ Jesus, family, and friends. So from our family at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Montgomery and Prattville, to your family, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, They like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No, you know, honey, you look great just the way you are. Don't change a thing. You're fine.
I want some plastic surgery for Christmas.
Like what?
Only major silicone will do. So don't go and preach that inner beauty speech. I want some golden bozos that will stun you at the beach. It's augmentation surgery for Christmas. Some nip and tuck and liposuction too.
How much is this gonna cost?
You're not so refined to claim that love is blind. You'll keep your eyes wide open when I'm J-Lo from behind. I can see you now on Christmas morning, gasping hard for air. You'll be thanking Santa Claus once you've taken off the gauze to find a South Beach Barbie standing there.
Ooh. You know, I could get you a trampoline too.
I've no more desires for pads and lifts and wires. My body is a temple, so I need some taller spires.
Amen.
I'm not requesting tons of alterations. Just give me a body that's like Pamela Anderson's. I want some plastic surgery for Christmas.
Okay.
Some 37 double D's and then.
Yeah.
A rectectomy and a rhinoplasty. You'll slide up next to me saying, man, those boys are nasty.
Oh.
And then the nasty boys will love me too.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
I know that. 552, as far as news is concerned, no major developments in the ongoing stories. The parents of the Michigan shooter did not surrender as was planned. Alec Baldwin hasn't been charged. We're waiting. God, I thought I saw AOC. That's just what I need at the end of a Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I have exactly 2 minutes to kill. So I got a couple of these True the Balonies we can do just for fun.
Yes. And I got news for you. You're going to be at the parade tomorrow.
That's right, in Millbrook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Me and Rich Thomas down Main Street with Eddie Bader Candy. That sounds like a song.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good song.
You got to give me some cards.
Maybe
man.
You can write the lyrics to Betty Davis Eyes.
I would like to work with you.
Bader Candy. Well,
I would like to work with you on some of silly lyrics. I think you've got some in your head you could really help us with.
I do. I am. All right. At a funeral, True the Baloney, many gypsy mourners wear red. At a funeral, many gypsy mourners wear red. We'll go around. True the Baloney.
Truth.
Concur.
I think truth.
It is. All right. So everybody gets a point there.
I think so, yeah.
That's what happened.
When future President Gerald Ford got married, he was wearing one brown shoe and one black shoe. True the Baloney.
Truth.
Was he colorblind?
I think it was some kind of weird tradition. I could be wrong.
All right, true.
I really think he did it.
I'll say baloney.
All right, it's actually true.
Hmm. But was it a weird tradition or was it an accident?
That was Gerald Ford.
That's, I mean,
nice. Hey, man.
All right, we might get one more and then we're done. The original name for the Brooklyn Dodgers was the Brooklyn Bridegrooms. True the Baloney.
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 You're all wrong.
Whoa!
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I brought up the Dodgers.
That was the bomb.
The other day, we had the trolleys, remember?
Yeah,
that's right.
And finally, and you get an advantage on this, Mr. Native American Spotlow.
Thank you.
To the Dakota Indians, the word Minnesota meant small warrior.
All right, true. I like it.
Baloney. Lando Lakes.
Baloney.
It is baloney. Sky Blue Waters.
Oh, I'm Cherokee, man.
I thought that was Ham's beer.
But yeah.
Those types of waters. Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out. We're going to close with the OBGYN lady after this break. We'll see you in Millbrook tomorrow at 2.
Alabama's next U.S. Senator is pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant, a businessman and veteran whose actions served as inspiration for the movie Black Hawk Down. Mike Durant is not a career politician. Far from it. When the Black Hawk Mike was flying during Operation Gothic Serpent in 1993 was shot down, Mike was critically injured and survived 11 days in captivity. Today, he's running for the U.S. Senate because the America he fought for is under assault by Joe Biden and the career politicians. Listen to pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant.
President Trump did so much right. He took on China, cut taxes, and strengthened our military. Washington is filled with career politicians who didn't serve their country and never had a real job. I'm running for U.S. Senate to change that. I'm Mike Durant, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you is able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keef and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your